Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week four of the 2015 March celestial timings. And this is maybe not quite as dramatic as week three. That was a pretty amazing week to look at. But we do have some very important events that are taking place this week. And one of them is the third occultation of the moon over Aldebaran. And this is the a series of 49 occultations that will last until September 3rd, 2018. I've been talking about this in the previous celestial timings, and I have an intention to create something very amazing and visual for my subscribers to have a better sense of why this is happening. But it's part of the 18.6-year moon cycle. And the last series of occultations over Aldebaran was from August 8, 1996 to February 14, 2000. So they do last for a time, about 4 years. And there are and these occultations are activating Aldebaran, actually being one of the four royal stars of the ancients. It's the eye, marks the eye of the bull, and is also considered and was considered by the ancient Egyptians and other cultures to be the silver gate or the entrance point. It's the key to the silver gate and the entrance point into this reality. And it is at near the galactic edge, the edge of our galaxy. And so we won't see this occultation, or at least people in the U.S. won't see this occultation, because it is going to happen during the day and at a time when we won't see the moon, see Aldebaran. But it is just something to be, kind of tuning into this eye, the eye of the bull, the all-seeing eye of the divine, the eye as has to do with perception. And occultations could be an opportunity to alter our perception, to accelerate a new way of perceiving things and perceiving reality. I'm hoping, I've been just so insanely busy with different classes and things I've been teaching. I haven't had the chance to create the visual information that I want to create for all of you, but I will be doing that soon. Now, on March 26th, the moon will be passing over the galactic cross, and in the imagery in the slide that you'll see for March 26th, you'll see the moon is below the exact cross. Now, the cross is represented by in the slide, you'll see the green line is the line of the ecliptic, or the plane of our solar system, the path the planets follow. You'll see Venus along that line. You'll see Jupiter along that line. The moon is actually below it. And then the blue line is the plane of the galaxy. And where those two intersect, that is the galactic cross. And this intersection point is near the edge of the galaxy. So this is the place where we look out beyond our galaxy. And new information coming in from beyond the galaxy happening at that point. So whenever the moon crosses over, there's an opportunity to get a sense of that. Now, that's going to happen at 12:45 p.m. So actually, the moon will be just beyond the cross by the time it we see the moon, the waning moon that night. The waxing moon that night, because we're just past the new moon. So definitely a time, if you get a chance to see it, it's definitely worth noting and paying attention to. And then over the next few nights, the moon will pass through the constellation of the twins and catch up to Jupiter, and then by the end of the month we'll be with Regulus, and you can see the star maps. It'll give you a sense of that. Now on March 27, the Mars is going to come into alignment with a star called Alphurg, which currently is at 27 Aries, and by March 30th we'll be with a star called Alrishi, that's around 29 Aries. And what's interesting about these points is that when the spring equinox was aligned with Alrishi, it was the beginning, Alrishi and Alphurg, it was the beginning of the age of Pisces. Alrishi is the star that marks the knot. Now, in the constellation of the fish, there's a fish going one direction and a fish going another direction. You can see this in the imagery that I have in the written version of the timings. And there's a star that is right at that point, right at the point of where the two strings that connect the fish go off in their separate directions. So Al-Rishi is considered the knot. And these stars were extremely important a little over 2,000 years ago. And so if we think about them being in Aries, we think about Mars connecting with them, we might ask ourselves how they can connect us to one things going in two different directions, two differing energies and their expressions. And so it's like a nexus point that we can connect to, Mars activating that. What is the action that we would take if we're connected to this nexus point, this link that is between two different things? So there's also going to be a Cancer first quarter moon on the 27th of March. So you'll see that half full moon, and it's just past the galactic cross in the feet of the twins. Definitely something to see if you get a chance to look up into the sky and have clear skies. And then, of course, on the 28th of March, the moon will be just out. It'll be beyond the twins. You can see it in the star map, kind of in a direct line with Castor and Pollux. And then we'll have Jupiter with Leo on the 29th. And as I mentioned before, on the 30th, Mars will be with Al-Rishi. And Mercury is actually entering Aries, crossing the equinox marker, which just happened where the sun was just a few days ago. And Mercury is so close to the sun. It's technically set, 10 degrees from the sun by April 1st, but really won't probably be visible as it crosses that point. But I did show a star map so that you could get a sense, and you can see there's a red line, which is the celestial equator, and the green line, which is the ecliptic. And where those two lines cross is where the equinox points are. And I have the hiccups. Well, that's too funny. Anyway, Mercury will enter Aries at 6:44 a.m. Pacific time on March 30th, and then will be there until it's traveling through that area. I forgot to write that down. Oh, till April 14th. I guess I did remember to write it down. Anyway, so if we think of Mercury as the messenger and it's in Aries, the messages that may be coming through for us from this time is for a couple of weeks is intended to help activate our own knowing. This is Mercury in a fire sign. I can't get these hiccups to go away. That's too funny. Okay, so one of the things we can know is that Mercury is quick. It goes around the sun very quickly in 88 days, and Aries is also very quick, and it's also a very decisive energy. So when Mercury's at Aries, it's a great time for making decisions. If you find that there's times where you have trouble making decisions, when Mercury is in Aries can be a really great time to just act spontaneously and intuitively without thinking too much about it. And oftentimes it will lead you exactly in the perfect place to go. Now, on March 31st, Mars is entering Taurus and will travel through Taurus until May 11th. So almost about 6 weeks or so. And as it's entering, on May 11th, it'll catch up to the Pleiades, where Venus is going to be catching up to later as well. Now, Mars can only be in this area of the sky every couple of years. So the last time was from April 20th to May 31st of 2013. And then it was there from May 11th to June 20th of 2011. And then 2 years before that, May 31st to July 11th in 2009. So that you see the two-year pattern, 2009, 2011, 2013, and now again in 2015, it's passing this part of the sky. And so in the seasonal sign of Taurus, and you'll see in the star map that there's a line that shows you where Mars is moving from where it's in Taurus, and then how it's traveling through Taurus until it gets to the Pleiades, and then it'll be entering into Gemini. And Venus is halfway between where Mars and the Pleiades are. So you'll see that in the star map as well. So we'll have both Venus and Mars in Taurus. They're separating. They're not so close together. Mars is about to disappear, won't be visible in the evening sky much longer, and may be very difficult to see without a low horizon line. But both of them in Taurus, it's really about this... how to experience the body as the vessel for, or the as an instrument of experiencing pleasure, ecstasy, bliss. So the quest of Mars at this particular time, and also for Venus as she is reclaiming her ability to enjoy. And a place for, you know, her heart, her heart chakra aspect, and how to have great pleasure in that. But also exploring the tantric mysteries, because that's also a part of the Taurus piece, and experiencing bliss and pleasure, but in the physical realm, so that it's embodied, it's through the senses. And it's really a great way to end this remarkable month of March 2015.